Can you guess what is making this sound? No, it's not an old fan belt on an old Buick. That rhythmic thumping is being made by a spider. Yeah, a spider. And it wasn't just bringing the noise, it was bringing the funk, gyrating and tapping all eight of its feet, waving its arms all to its own little beat. Video producer Luke Ruskin is here to discuss this stunning behavior, which you can see in his new video, Shake Your Silk Maker. Shake Your Silk Maker, up on sciencefriday.com. Hi, Luke.
Hi, Ara.
So for our listeners, describe what these spiders look like.
So these are peacock spiders. So these are not the sort of spiders that sit, you know, in the center of a little web, or the sort of wolf spiders that are brown and fuzzy with those long legs that creep you out and run across your floor. These are jumping spiders. So they're squat, they're furry, they look like they have a little mustache. They have four really big eyes at the front of their head that they use to kind of hunt. They're a very visual species. The peacock spiders are about the size of a pencil eraser.
So they're pretty tiny, yeah.
Yeah, this is very, very small. But the peacock spiders are you know, all jumping spiders tend to be pretty colorful because they're visual species. Mm-hmm. But peacock spiders are exceptionally colorful. They have these abdomens, their butts, have this kind of peacock fan on them. And they come in a variety of colors and shapes, and they kind of splay out just kind of like a peacock fan with orange and yellow and black and browns and all these iridescent sort of colors all across them.
To do this for what reason? The same thing a peacock does it to attract?
Exactly.
The opposite sex.
So this fan is used as part of their courtship dance. So that noise that you were actually hearing was accompanied with a jig, as it were, from this spider called a Maratus splendens. And it kind of bounces up and down and throws its fan out and up, and it waves its arms in the air, and it's dancing. It's literally dancing to attract females. And the females, if they're interested, they kind of look at this. And then the male will do this, and he'll kind of sidle up, and he'll be just bouncing up and down and waggling. There's a lot of booty shaking going on here. A lot of booty shaking here. And they throw their legs up, and they vibrate. They look like they're crumping. You know, they're just really, really dancing. They're really earnest. And I've never seen any sort of animal in the animal kingdom that seems so earnest, like, really, like, check out my moves.
Now, you can see this on a video up on our website.
That's right.
Shake Your Silk Maker. It's up, and it's really beautiful, these spiders.
Yeah.
And you watch them making the noises that they do, right?
Yeah. So it's not, like you heard, it's not just visuals. They're actually vibrating the surface of whatever they're on. So the researcher at UC Berkeley, Madeline Gerard, she collected about 30 or so species, different species, and they all have their own little dance. So it's not like they all do this one singular dance. They all have their different moves, just like, you know, John Travolta is different from Justin Timberlake, who's different from James Brown. Everybody's got their own moves, each of the species, that is. And they're trying to impress the female with a combination of the moves and such. And they don't have ears. So here, let's listen to one of them. This is Maratus amabilis. And so this one has a bright orange and blue fan.
So those little beats, eight of its feet are making it?
No, actually its butt.
Its butt shaking its...
It's actually shaking. It's doing this kind of like James Brown, like spasm-y kind of thing. It's absolutely fascinating to watch. And its butt is actually not hitting the ground. That's its butt shaking so hard that it creates vibrations that you can actually record. Here's another one. You'll sense that this one's very different.
Wow.
That's Maratus clupidus. And that one looks a lot like the previous spider. But what it's actually doing is the other one was throwing its arms up and down. This one has its arms up the entire time. You know, it's got its arms up. It's waving them. It's like it just don't care. And it's purposely kind of moving left and right. And it's making this whooping, vibrating. And here's one more. Thank you. Yeah, and that one there is actually a species that hasn't been formally described and kind of written up. It's my favorite. It's currently called the Sparkle Muffin Peacock Spider. And what it's doing is it's kind of doing a John Travolta-like, you know, boogie off to one side, and then it turns and it kind of does boogie off to the other side. And it's got these modified spinnerets on its butt that it's kind of waving and kind of mesmerizing the female with. It's really beautiful to watch.
I'm Ira Flatow. This is Science Friday from PRI, Public Radio International, talking with our video producer, Luke Graskin, about his video, Shake Your Silk Maker, up there on a ScienceFriday.com website, all these spiders. And so there's a female watching and listening to all of this,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
But spiders don't have ears.
No. So spiders don't have ears. They have these modified sense organs all over their body. It's hairs, basically. They're called setae. And they can sense changes in air pressure, and they can feel vibrations and whatever they're kind of standing on. And so the gusto by which the spider is dancing creates these vibrations and creates kind of a beat, and in combination with the visuals, it creates a kind of mesmerizing show for them.
So does the female then say, I'm going to choose one of these spiders? You're not my mate?
Not exactly. The male has to be pretty lucky. If she likes him, she'll let him approach, and then he does this grand finale. He puts his arms out over her, and then he mates. But sometimes, if she doesn't like what she sees, she's got two options. One is she can run away. She can be like, I'm not really interested in you, just like you would on a dance floor.
Right.
Or she can eat him.
Just consume, like a praying mantis does?
Yes, exactly. She just pounces on him and eats him. It's kind of like, you know, Patrick Swayze in Dirty Dancing. He's dancing, you know, he's having the time of his life. But instead of Jennifer Grey running up and jumping into his arms, she just pounces on him and eats him.
Oh, gee, all that work.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. These spiders, the males, they don't provide anything for the female. They don't provide any protection. They don't provide any sort of care for the young. They don't provide a territory. All they're providing is genes. So if the female doesn't like what she sees, there's no harm to her to kill him and eat him. Maybe she's already mated. Maybe she's hungry. Maybe she's scared. Maybe she's just not in the mood.
Right. Do you know, with bees in the hive, they bring back messages. Do we know exactly what these messages mean, if the spider dances?
That's kind of what the researcher, Madeline Gerard, who recorded all of these different spiders, is working on. Not only does she want to kind of categorize and catalog each of these species, create a kind of family tree of what all these animals what makes a peacock spider a peacock spider, and what separates each species from other species. She wants to know what they're trying to say. It's very easy for us to anthropomorphize, and it's especially with these guys, and say, well, they're clearly trying to impress the female and trying to show their fitness. But you can't really say that quite yet. Yeah. You kind of have to do enough testing and see, you know, does the female actually go, which ones out of which species does she go for? What makes a dance good? And then from there, you can kind of work back and be like, that's what a good dance is.
Well, if you want to see these spiders dancing, hey, maybe we can have people vote on which spider dance.
Yeah. Actually, we have a little game you can play. If you go to sciencefriday.com/dancing spiders, you can actually play a matching game where you try to match the dance with the audio. And you can learn about spectrogram analysis and acoustic analysis all at the same time. It's really fun.
All right. See if you can match the dance with the audio. Tell us which one you like the most. Leave it up there on our website at sciencefriday.com. Shake Your Silk Maker. It's video. Thank you, Luke.
Thank you.